Y'all just stay with me. It's going to be a great night. Would you please welcome my guest tonight, Lance Swalnow, Eric Metaxas, Tony Suarez, and Hank Kuhneman. All right, so let's get the ball rolling. Let me check in with Hank. Usually goes last. I'm going to let Pastor Hank go first. Pastor Hank, what's God showing you right now about America?
I think we're in a place right now where we're in Luke 11, where the disciples came to Jesus and they said, Lord, teach us to pray, even as John taught his disciples to pray. And I think God is trying to teach his people how to pray. And there's a different way of praying. It's not shake and bake. You know, you just put something in and it all comes out the same. And part of the way that God wants us to pray is prayers that invoke the justice of God, like you see in Luke 18, where the widow would not take no for an answer, and she kept staying with it until there was a shift from injustice to justice. And God is saying, stay with it, because my throne is righteousness and justice, and that's what I'm doing. But I need my church to be like the widow. Keep pressing night and day, and you will see us avenged quickly from our adversaries, and we're going to get our nation back.
Are you agree with that? Are we going to get our nation back? Amen. Tony, what do you think, Lawrence?
That certainly takes some of the sting out of things.
Yes, it does.
Well, Pastor Gene, let me
yeah,
answer
go ahead,
something,
Pastor
because,
Hank.
You know, these guys, their job and their calling and their anointing is to be out there having to look at the things that are factually going on. That's what Lance does brilliantly. What you just said about Job was brilliant. Very prophetic. I mean, powerful, what you said. My job is not to read the headlines. Now, do I ever look at the headlines? I do before I come on Flashpoint, just to kind of know what's going on. So my job is to stay, why I'm in the earth, is to stay before the face of God, before the presence of God, and report from headquarters. And a lot of times, you take the hits because it is contrary what's coming from headquarters than what you're having to report and what is realistic, what's factual. That's just the way the kingdom of God has always been. Things are happening in the earth, and God has a different perspective, he has a different say, and he has an outcome. So can you imagine for a minute if they would have asked Daniel, hey, Daniel, how you doing in that lion's den, okay? Everybody on the outside would think, oh, man, he can't answer because he's eaten already. It's not going real good. Things look really bad. But heaven's perspective was, wait a minute, I've preserved this man, Daniel, and I'm going to shut the mouths of the lions, judges, fake media, loony liberals, and absolutely weirdo rhinos. And I'm going to shut their mouths, and Daniel's going to come out of the lion's den, meaning Donald Trump, this country. Look at another example. The three Hebrew boys, boy, it doesn't look good, man. They just turned it up 7 times hotter. Oh, my God, how many more indictments are they going to bring against this man? How many more things are they going to make him pay? Hey, that's the facts. But wait a minute. We are forgetting something. You ask the three Hebrew boys, how is it going in there? Whoa, we feel an interesting presence. You mean you're not feeling the heat? Whoa, I can't explain it. Something is supernatural going on. And then ultimately, what happens? The outcome, three Hebrew boys come out without the smell of smoke. I don't know how Donald Trump's going to come out of this, but he's going to come out of it. Because God is trying to tell us, even though there is bad things that are happening, you have to understand what headquarters is saying. And God is specifically saying that I have heard the prayers of a few. God always responds to the prayers of a remnant people. If one man, Moses, could change the destiny of a nation, how powerful is your prayers? How powerful is your decrees?
Amen.
And I'm telling you, things are happening in the spirit realm, and we are going to continue to see it. And we have to understand two factors, the remnant and God. And we would have despaired unless we had believed that God is good or that he's moving. And I'm telling you, we're going to see these things turn around. I don't know how three guys are going to come out of a fiery furnace. I don't know how $450 million is going to be paid. All right. I know is watch what happens. Because we always, when we have to include God.
Right.
God is the one that can absolutely do only what God does. And this is what he's doing in our country. Yeah, even though it may look bad, there is good things that are happening. More is going on than what we realize. And ultimately, what's the outcome? We are going to see a divine intervention of the Lord that only God can do, where he will get his honor.
Amen. And that's exactly the point we were getting to, is like, no matter what they do, crazy, legal, illegal, there's always something else. There's always something else. Whether you like Trump or not, you can't deny, Tony, what God's doing through him.
You cannot deny what God is doing. And even though Fannie Willis tried to act like she came up with it first this past week, I don't know who said it first, but it's true. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. She used this week as if it was her own. She said, but the Bible never said that the weapons wouldn't be formed. She didn't come up with that. I wish I would have come up with that. But no weapon that has been formed against Donald Trump or his family has been able to prosper. It is evident the hand of the Lord is on him. And I would encourage the body of Christ, for Donald Trump and for this nation, we need to go and be like Father Abraham, praying. You can argue that Abraham negotiated the salvation of his family from Sodom and Gomorrah. He had enough favor with God that he could say, Lord, if you found 100, well, what if I could find 90? He got down to 10. What if there would be an Abraham-style prayer warrior here that would say, Lord, if it was just for my family or for my children? You say, well, why would God do that? Because we still live here. I still got to raise my children. I got 5 teenagers at home, and I'm praying and interceding to the Lord, saying, Father, I know the wickedness around the nation, but on behalf of those 5 babies that I have in my house, I'm asking you to spare this nation. I'm believing that the remnant will have a revival, and I'm believing that God's not done with the nation. And I believe that if enough of us, Abraham and Sarahs, would start praying that way, and then it's praying that way, and then letting the Lord manifest the miracle. Rather than us trying to manufacture what we think the Lord is supposed to do, our job is to pray. Our God's job is to manifest as he sees fit the miracle that we're believing him for.
Yeah, amen.
You know, I think back at when God was prophesying and he said that things would begin to be as we're seeing now. We've got many different prophecies that confirm that God was telling us ahead of time that these things would begin to be seen in the earth. But he said a righteous rebellion would arise, and that righteous rebellion would come not only from his people, but it would come and begin to affect others within our country, that ultimately would manifest the glory of God. And here's what we have to remember. I want to say this because I pastor a church of almost 1,500 members now in Omaha, Nebraska, and they're not coming to hear a wuss pastor. They're fed up with the lies. They're fed up with the mistreatment. They want truth. There was a day when a guy named Martin Luther had a letter too, and he nailed it upon 91 theses. 95. Thank you for those who knew. Okay, 95. And that letter brought a tremendous reform. And here's what we are experiencing in America. We are experiencing a reform. At the same time, we're experiencing revival, life again in places that are dead, awakening that's arising. The problem is we don't understand. We think everything is either revival, or we think, well, what in the world is this reform? We have no clue. Well, it's Jeremiah where it says that God will root out, tear down, overthrow, and I forget the other one, whatever the other one is, and then build and plant. That clip we just saw, it's God showing us that there's also building and planting going on. But I do want to say this last thing, Pastor Dean, please, if I can. You mentioned about the king. This is where it's a joke. If you ever pray the Lord's Prayer and you say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, you just declared something that the forces of hell understand. It literally, there's only 2 kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And both are trying to infiltrate and affect the kingdoms of this world. So when you're saying, thy kingdom come, you are making an imprecatory statement invoking the justice of God to come and to challenge, take over, influence every other government kingdom that is contrary. That's what Jesus meant when he said, go into all the world. But it's also what he meant when he said, let your light shine. He wasn't talking about just holding up a sign. He was talking about literally getting involved in every aspect, like you've been teaching, of the 7 mountains, so that we can absolutely have the effects of the kingdom of God. And this is what's happening. This is the good news. That letter is a wake-up call, but it's also something that foretells our future. And it's this. There's coming a mighty reformation that's ultimately going to bring a rebuilding and a replanting to this country.
Amen. All right. Yeah, amen. All right, Pastor Hank, we got like 9 minutes left here in the program, but I think it's now's the time for you to lead us in that prayer, in that imprecatory prayer over the nation. Go ahead.
All right. Heavenly Father, you taught us in your word. Yeshua did. And he said, when you pray, you pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we pray before you, the Almighty God, Yeshua, God, our even our Heavenly Father, Yahweh Adonai. And we pray that you and your name would be heralded and honored once again in this earth. And that men would honor you and fear you, that God, you would begin to do what only you can do. And that is release the power of your Spirit, that the earth will stand and behold that you are God. We are asking you to shake everything that can be shaken, that the glory and the honor would come to you, that men would stand and know that there is one who has given and sacrificed all through the shed blood of his Son, Yeshua. God, I'm asking you to awaken the people. I'm asking you also, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In other words, God, we're asking you in the name of Yeshua that your justice and your righteousness come now upon this earth, and that you would shatter the teeth of the wicked, meaning those who are biting down upon a generation, sexually exploiting children. Lord, they will lose their grip. They will lose their bite. They will lose the narrative and the lies that has gripped a generation as it's shattered by the power of your hand. And we are asking you, God, to come now and establish order. Build and plant that this country will experience the reversal, the reform, and the amazing awakening that comes, that only comes at the power of your Spirit. God, I ask that you would wake up your pastors. Wake up your church. Let them come to truth now. And let them see clearly as your presence increases now, in Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Everybody said amen. 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 Agree with that. All right, well, so we've got about 6 minutes, so we'll go around the horn here for final wrap-up. Go ahead, Lance, you first.
I believe this is, you know, after the Super Bowl happened, I just realized something. We have got to even change our mentality about this because, you know, the culture in America has gone victim. God deliver us from going victim in the church about how it's like and what they're doing. So we're in the Super Bowl. You know how many of the saints that are on the other side wish they could be in this sliver of history?
Right.
This is the big game. Yeah. And you know, when you're in the big game, you don't want to be out of it. You people play with splints on, with bandages, because they don't want to miss the game. So may God deliver us from the mentality of, oh, it's so bad to be around now, and actually recognize you have the privilege of being suited up in the ultimate game. Run with all the power you've got, because this is your hour.
Amen. Okay, Eric.
Yeah, I just have to say I'm so hopeful. I keep in the new book, Religionless Christianity, I talk about if you had said to George Washington in 1776, hey, how's it going, right? It's going very, very badly. But if the Lord wills it, if providence be with us in this cause of liberty, we can prevail. Our job is to fight and to pray and to fight and to pray and to fight and to pray, not to give up. So every voice that says, oh, it's over, don't do anything, that is the voice of the devil. And I'm just convinced that we are in a holy period of history. Exactly what Lance just said. It is a privilege for us to be alive at a time where I think this is the third existential crisis of America's history. The first was the Revolution. The second was the Civil War. This is no different. This is even in some ways bigger because it affects the whole world. And without the Lord, there is no way we can prevail. But with the Lord, I believe we can prevail. I believe we can have a new birth of freedom. We can have reformation. We can see things that we never would have dreamt. And I think that we need to believe the Lord wants us in the battle. If you don't join the battle, you're a fool, because it is the most exciting thing. The Lord invites us to be in the battle now for His purposes. I think we're going to see stuff, amazing stuff. We're going to have casualties. That's what happens in a war. But the Lord wants us to fight, and it is absolutely exciting. I mean, it's why I wrote the book, Letter to the American Church, is to exhort Christians. If you are not in this battle, in this, you're missing it. The Lord called you to this hour, so don't complain that things are bad. Rejoice that the Lord has called you for such a time as this. I know that's what the Lord is saying, and I rejoice. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah. Tony.
Amen. As we're talking and hearing these things, I hear Psalm 77, verse 10 in my spirit. This is my dilemma, but I'll remember the years of the right hand of the Most High God. See, we're pragmatic prophets. Faith doesn't require ignorance. We don't say we don't have a problem. We don't have an issue. We acknowledge that, but we acknowledge that God is greater. And that's what we're doing today. We're hearing these reports. We're hearing about the letters necessary, but we remember the years of the right hand of the Most High God, the God that sent revival once and twice and this third time. And we believe that the North American church, the American church, is going to realize that we are not the third political party of the United States. We are the third great awakening of the Lord Jesus Christ. And revival is the answer for this nation in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Hank?
I think very quickly we started the program, Lord, teach us to pray. Acts 12, James the apostle was taken by a governmental official. He was beheaded. And then they began, Herod, to take Peter, and the church had to change the way they prayed regarding politics. And they prayed without ceasing. As a result, that night, it says, Peter was immediately delivered that night. We are going to see accelerated results in America if we shift the way we pray. And then keep reading. Something happened to Herod where it released an angel, and the angel came and took him out.
Amen.
It affected politics. Because